W2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. On the stand at his civil fraud trial in New York, former President Trump has clashed with a judge and insisted he did not directly set asset values. As he went into court, he again attacked the New York Attorney General.
You have a racist Attorney General who made some terrible statements. A very sad situation for our country. We shouldn't have this. This is for third world countries.
Secretary of State Blinken has taken his Mideast diplomatic efforts to Turkey as Israel tightens its grip on northern Gaza.
We've also had very important conversations throughout this trip with countries in the region on the role that everyone can play in making sure that the conflict doesn't expand, doesn't spread.
Warmer than usual for most of this week in most of the country, says forecaster Craig Allen.
Much of the lower 48 will experience temperatures well above average for the next several days.
Scientists have discovered the oldest black hole yet, formed 470 million years after the Big Bang. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's police chief is injured after a crash this morning. Perhaps ironically, it happened after Jeffrey Norman left a press conference about the city's reckless driving problem. A Journal Sentinel reporter who saw the crash says it appears a dump truck ran a red light. Republicans will have a top-tier candidate for U.S. Senate in a month or two. That's according to Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming. He tells WISN-TV's Upfront, Tammy Baldwin is not guaranteed re-election.
Have you seen U.S. Senator Russ Feingold around lately? Because Russ Feingold was in better shape from polling perspective when he ran both times than Tammy Baldwin is right now.
Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says he expects that Republican to be Madison businessman Eric Hovde. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Altoona Police Department is searching for a white Chrysler minivan with a tinted license plate cover in connection to a string of vehicle break-ins over the weekend. Law enforcement authorities were notified of a black Range Rover with stolen plates in Altoona on Sunday morning, believed to be involved with the thefts around the area. After the Range Rover was found and its occupants arrested at around 4:30 p.m., police began looking for the white minivan they also believed to be involved in the thefts. Starting in 2024, Wisconsin police officers may start drawing blood for alcohol and drugs during arrests. When law enforcement authorities suspect someone is illegally using drugs or alcohol, they can request a blood draw or ask a judge to require it. The state toxicologist says training police to draw blood would reduce the burden on busy and understaffed hospitals. About a dozen other states also allow officers to draw blood during suspected drug or alcohol-related arrests, and training could start as soon as spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Packers beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers snapped a four-game losing streak with a 20-3 win over the Los Angeles Rams. Green Bay still had plenty of penalties, missed throws, and dropped passes, but managed to maintain the lead throughout the game. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love, what was the feeling like at halftime, up 7-3?
The feeling was we got to finish the drive better. You know, I think it was a good start to keep building this offense, getting that rhythm going forward.
The Rams were without quarterback Matthew Stafford, who's dealing with an injured thumb. Backup Brett Rippon was asked when did he learn he would be the starter.
I didn't really know for sure until like Friday, but you know, he had a pretty good idea.
The Packers are now 3-5. They face the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks are in Brooklyn to play the Nets. Tip-off time tonight, 6:30. Milwaukee so far 3-2. Bobby Portis on how the team is doing so far.
I mean, it was cool, man. We still got a long season, long process. A lot of things to clean up.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today. 52 will be our high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, 34. Tomorrow, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy, 46. On Wednesday, scattered showers, high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 57.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our standing producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. Glad to have you along on this Monday, November 6, 2023. 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Back to school, back to work, Mr. Zommers. How the heck was your weekend?
Not so bad. I went to Manitowoc. I got to see my family. I was there for my niece's baptism.
Oh, yes. How was that go?
Yeah, it went well. Just a short, quick little thing. And then got to hang out for most of the rest of the weekend.
Fantastic. Good time with family. Weather not too bad as well. A little warm this weekend, actually, for November.
Yeah. Spent not a whole lot of time outside, though. But, really, you know, that's okay.
Very good. It was at a river baptism. It was inside.
It was not. No, right, it was in a church.
Very good. Well, I spent a little time by the river. Was in Chicago, down in the Windy City. Ooh. Been quite a while since I've been to Chicago. The parents of my godson, my close friends, Kurt and Florcy Kohler, it's the anniversary, was on Sunday, the anniversary of Florcy's 39th birthday. So I won't tell you which anniversary it is, but we went down to Chicago for the weekend, or at least on Saturday and Sunday. Here's the way it started off. And for once in my life, I was early getting down. They live down in beautiful Monroe in Greene County. So it took about the 40-minute drive down to Monroe. And they've got a great donut shop there called Sunrise Donuts. And I thought, oh, this is great. We'll start off. I'll get a couple of donuts for Kurt and Florcy. We'll eat them in the car. We'll take off. We were meeting their oldest son and his girlfriend, my eldest godson, Alex, and his girlfriend, Keegan, who were driving up from Indianapolis. We're all going to meet in Chicago. So I get there. And I'm in fact, I was talking to one of the people who are going to be the guests in our second hour of the show today, talking about this show. And I was a little distracted. I was doing, you know, two things, three things at once. And I rarely do this, but I took the keys out of my ignition and I set them on my console.
Oh, no.
To check to see if I needed more coffee in my mug. And I got out of the truck and I locked it. And as soon as the door shut, I looked inside. There were my keys. So that's the way my weekend started. Kurt, God bless him, and Florcy came down, and we had donuts there anyway while we waited for Don's Towing. And let me tell you, if you're ever in Monroe and you need a tow, or if you've locked your keys out, call Don. Don's Towing in Monroe came over to you at other calls, busy guy. But he came over, and, you know, a lot of these places, they'll charge at $90, $115, $150 bucks, right? And I'm not even going to go into the long-winded story because I drive a Dodge Ram. It's a 2016. I bought a lifetime warranty on it, right? And long story short, I'm supposed to have roadside assistance. So I call the number, and I get a dude. Not sure where he – anyway, I get a dude. And after 15 minutes, he informs me that the department that can unlock my vehicle via the satellite only works Monday through Friday.
That is useless.
And then, you know, Stellantis bought out Chrysler, Fiat, Dodge, whatever. And that my warranty may not be any good anymore because Stellantis owns it, which I think is a bunch of crap.
So, I would agree.
So I'll be checking on that. Anyway, I couldn't use that, so I had to call Don's Towing. Usually it's like $100, $150. Again, if you're in Monroe, Wisconsin, in Greene County, how much do you think they charge me to unlock my truck?
I mean, since you're saying it wasn't $100, right. I'm going to guess 50.
Very good guess. It was $40, and I gave him 50, gave him a $10 tip. And $40 to get my truck. So
not
anyway,
too bad.
It got not bad at all. So we got their vehicle and headed on down to Chicago, stayed downtown. It was fantastic. Went to a blues club on the oldest blues club in Chicago on Saturday night. That was fantastic. Now, we stayed until about, I don't know, 12:45. This place stays open on Saturday night until 5 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
No, we did not make it anywhere close to 5 a.m.
I know I wouldn't.
No, we left about 12:45 and went home and slept. Oh, by the way, we ate at a Peruvian. Ever had Peruvian food?
I can't say that I have. I don't even know what that would be.
From Peru. Like. But from Peru, but it was fantastic is what it was. Went to a place called Caba in Chicago. It was great. It was tasty. Had the Peruvian native drink or whatever, I guess. Had some Peruvian liqueur, a little lime juice. It was stellar. So and then yesterday it was you know Michigan Avenue for Florcy to do her birthday shopping. So she got a pair of new shoes and Kurt and I just hung out on the street.
Nice.
We just chilled out basically. Well, I've never been to Italy before. We walked through that. That was of course Mario Batali used to own that, and then he got into a little trouble during the Me Too movement, and he's no longer associated with that. So it was a Batali-less Italy. So I did that and then went and stuck our heads in a couple of sports bars and watched a little bit of the Packer game. Packers got a nice win.
This time they did. Yeah. Hopefully this can turn the momentum around.
Badgers, not so much.
Yeah.
I was listening on the Civic Media app. This is the great thing, by the way. If you don't have the Civic Media app, download it today at your Apple or iPhone or your Apple or Android device. And I I have it on my phone, and so I listen via WRCE in Richland Center, news from the center, listen to the game, and Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher, Badgers did not get it done against Indiana. So not a great time for the Badgers, but the Packers, of course, on select stations across Civic Media, great games on Sunday.
Badgers. Basketball, though, maybe they'll have some better luck.
They're gonna be great this year, I really think. And also men's hockey. They swept Michigan. And so the Badgers are going to town for men's hockey this year, turning it around under Coach Hastings. And, of course, you know, the Badger women are just fantastic anyway.
Continuing to be great.
Continuing to be great. Absolutely. It was a busy weekend, a good weekend, but good to get back to it. Coming up in hour number two, we are going to have Alex Salutis. By the way, we found out we both have Richland Center roots. It's like our friend Rob Wheat says, it's the Richland Center Mafia. There's 6 degrees of separation. So Alex Salutis, he is a licensed realtor and also a past board member of the Madison Trust for Historic Preservation. And also Chris Andrews, who is a Nacoma neighborhood resident here in Madison. We're going to be talking about historic preservation across the state of Wisconsin. And there's a particular building called the Old Spring Torch. Or Old Spring Tavern, pardon me, Old Spring Tavern here in Madison that is being threatened, the site is, for a new development, a new house, basically, that doesn't belong there, in my opinion. So we're going to talk about this particular instance in Madison and how everybody across the state of Wisconsin may want to be aware if you have a historic building or site in your neighborhood or town across the state of Wisconsin. So talking historic preservation coming up in hour number two. But want to kick things off this hour with this poll that was released over the weekend by the New York Times. And people are freaking out about this poll.
Yes, they are.
So, I mean, you look at social media over the weekend. I'm in Chicago, and I'm keeping track of things on my phone. And you would think that, you know, it's all over. I am here to tell you, As a former 30-year Republican who left the party in 2011, someone who has a little bit of political knowledge here, I never thought I would quote Aaron Rodgers ever again. But remember what Rodgers said. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Relax. All right? I have two messages for you on this poll. A, relax. Do not panic. But, star asterisk, as my old history professor Ken Thede used to say, remember that this is a wake-up call. Because I think a lot of people have been sleepwalking through this thinking, well, you know, Trump's going to get convicted. He'll be in jail. He doesn't stand a chance. Or you know, this is all just going to magically take care of itself somehow. This is a great wake-up call to say yes. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump could win in 2024. And if you look at this particular poll, he is actually the favorite right now. That's reality. But I am here to tell you that a year is a long time. A year in politics is an eternity. Anything can happen in a year. So let's not get too worked up about this right now. But let's talk about it. All right, this is according to Politico.com. Former President Donald Trump leading President Joe Biden in 5 battleground states as the president's numbers remain underwater. According to new polling data from the New York Times and Siena College that was released yesterday, the polling data showed Biden trailing Trump in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, where while leading in Wisconsin. So out of those states, the battleground states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, he's only leading, Biden is, here in Wisconsin. So combining the data from all 6 states, Trump leads Biden 48% to 44%. Trump over Biden, 48-44, if you combine all 6 battleground states. The numbers improve a bit for Biden if only likely voters are counted. Those people that say, yes, I intend to go. But Trump remains ahead everywhere except Wisconsin and Michigan. And again, people are freaking out about this. But let's go down all the way to the end. Look at the tabs, as we call them in the political business. Look at the factoids here. All right, this poll was conducted of 3,662 registered voters. That's always a good sign, good size sample, registered voters, conducted by telephone using live operators between October 22nd and November 3rd. Here's the key. The margin of sampling error for each state is between 4.4% to 4.8. Let's just say 5%. So the margin of error is either 4.5% to 5%. So let's go back up and look at those numbers. Trump leading Biden 48 to 44%. That's 4 points, which means statistically, they're tied. Guess what? America is a 50-50 country. It's going to be a close race. Nothing we didn't know before. The key is to get out and turn out. We'll come back, take your phone calls on the other side. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 12 noon, Monday, November 6th, 2023. Mr. Aaron Zommer's on the board, and you on your radio, on the Civic Media app, wherever you are, we appreciate you tuning in and taking us with you. Talking about this new poll that is freaking people out from over the weekend. From the New York Times, showing that Donald J. Trump, with 91 indictments in court, in fact, in court today, fighting one of them, with 91 indictments, Donald Trump still leading Joe Biden in the six swing states combined 48-44%. But what isn't getting a lot of talk is the fact that the margin of error is 4.5-5%. All right? That basically this shows that it's a tie. It's a close race. We've known that for a long time. So I just want everybody to relax a minute and realize we are a year out from this election. It's a long time. So chill out. And be of good faith. More jobs created than any president in the last 50 years, Joe Biden. Passed the Infrastructure Act, bringing billions of dollars to better our roads, our internet, across Wisconsin. Unemployment, lowest in 50 years or so. Inflation, coming down faster than any democracy in the world. And I get it. You go to the grocery store and some things still cost more than you like. I get that. But on the whole, the economy is doing well. We have a president we can respect, that we can trust, that makes us feel good about being Americans again. That's great news. There's a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be happy about with Joe Biden as president. And remember, as we talked, I was on As Goes Wisconsin with Jane Matinier and Greg Bach this morning, that Donald Trump is made for TikTok. He talks in 30-second bites. He excites people. He revs them up. Having a president that talks a little quieter and sincere about getting along and being Americans, that's not as sexy when it comes to sound bites, all right? What are your thoughts on this new poll? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, I think it's people are ignorant because they haven't been paying attention. That you just mentioned the things that have happened under Joe Biden's presidency. The unemployment numbers are very low. And the economy is improving. And part of the problem is I don't think the media actually accurately reports that how good the economy is actually doing. They report on, people are upset about it. They're people reporting on people's feelings, which is important, but you got to give people the facts so they can sort through this stuff, because Donald Trump is a liar. I mean, that all he does, that most of what comes out of his mouth is just pure fabrication. Mm-hmm. And people need to get that through their heads. The man is reprehensible. I mean that how you can just claim to, for example, say, this space is 30,000 square feet when it's actually 10,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Well, I mean that's just an outright lie. I mean that, and but I hope he gets his ears pinned back in this.
Let me ask you, Mark. You're a guy who pays attention a lot. Does this poll, when you saw this poll, read about it, Did you panic a little? Did this worry you, or were you like, hey, this is a year out, let's just chill? What was your reaction?
Well, I'm a little concerned, and I don't know quite how you cure ignorance. I mean, in this particular case, because people are, I'm not going to say they're stupid, but they are certainly ignorant of what the facts really are. And because, and let's face it, that if you're listening to what's coming out of the Republicans in Congress, they plan on going after Social Security and Medicare,
right,
and Medicaid. That is one of their main goals. And everybody who collects Social Security and Medicare, and which I do on both, they need to start thinking about that, because it will be gone if these guys get a president that's friendly about that in the White House.
Yep.
Because Donald Trump does not give a rat's ass about anybody but himself.
Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate the call, as always. Mark from the SAC, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. This new poll, New York Times, Siena College, saying that it's statistically tied that Trump has a slight lead over Biden with a year out. I say relax. It's a good wake-up call for Democrats on messaging, but relax. What say you? Let's go to Jesse in Madison. Jesse, thanks for calling in. What are your thoughts?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. So a couple of things. One, I think encouraging calm, especially this far out, is important and good. Although I also don't want to say, you know, look at this through rose-colored glasses. Statistically, if we're down by 5 points and the margin of error is 5 points, that means there's an equal chance we could be down by 10 points.
Sure.
But I still don't think that that's a reason to panic. I think when you look at the negatives, by that I mean, how do people negatively view each candidate? I think Donald Trump's negatives are so high that his support is capped roughly at where he's at now. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anyone out there today who says, I won't vote for Donald Trump, and then is going to change their mind tomorrow. So all that ground, you know, if it's like a 48-43 poll, sure, that's a 5-point difference. A, it's a snapshot in time. It's not as meaningful. Mm-hmm. And B, that means Donald Trump's never getting to 50%. Mm-hmm. While Biden, some people might think, he's old, I'd like somebody else, I don't know how this relates to gas prices, yada, yada, yada. There are going to be people who come into the fold as we get closer to Election Day, because his negatives aren't so high.
Right. We're going to talk about a little bit some of these, break down these numbers. There is some concern for me, and I'll explain a little bit later on in the show this hour on the demographics and the breakdown on that. But I think your point's well taken. I think no reason to panic, but yes, don't look at it through rose-colored glasses and be vigilant going into 2024.
Totally.
Appreciate it, Jesse. Thanks so much, Jesse in Madison, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jerry up a beautiful Fond du Lac. Jerry, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Good morning, or afternoon, gentlemen.
It's all good. The sun's up. It's a great day. What say you, Jerry?
Yeah, you know how respected Joe Biden is? He was the number one selling Halloween costume on Amazon.
Well, that's every president. I mean, Bush was the same way, he got reelected. Obama was the same way, he got reelected. I mean, you know, you can't, I don't think we go by Halloween costumes.
I don't think it was for anything positive either.
Well, it never is. I know. Most people who dress up as the president for Halloween usually aren't doing it because they think, oh, this is, I want to, you know, celebrate the president.
No, the guy, he's a fool. He can't even walk up the stairs without falling down.
Well, but
Mr. leader.
But so Trump was the same way. He was shuffling down that military thing. So, I mean, I don't think it can go by that. But, Jerry, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We're going to come back and also talk, as I said, break down these numbers for you a little bit. Because the president's numbers right now, Joe Biden's numbers, if you look at the demographics and you look at voters under 30 and also Hispanic voters and African-American voters and urban voters, that's where you see some weakness, which if you're looking at this, you're like, what? Say what? Because if you look at the policies for those demographics, it gets a little confusing. We'll sort it out. Take your phone calls as well on this new poll. Should President Biden, Democrats be worried? Should Republicans and Trump celebrate before they've got everything in hand? Back after this, 844-967-2789, the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin is out with a $32 million workforce development plan. It's the system's attempt to recover money Republicans cut from state universities in the state budget. The budget lets universities recover the money if it's spent on workforce development and not diversity efforts. Republicans are also holding up pay raises for faculty and staff until Wisconsin universities cut diversity spending. More people are in Wisconsin state prisons for rules violations than violent crimes. That's according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The ACLU says the leading cause of incarceration in Wisconsin since 2000 are for things like changing jobs without notifying a parole agent or missing a meeting. Critics say Wisconsin prisons are overcrowded. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Eau Claire is seeking proposals for affordable housing projects. According to a press release, the city is looking for projects that develop or rehabilitate properties for new or expanded affordable housing within the city of Eau Claire. Funding assistance for the projects will come from the city of Eau Claire Affordable Housing Fund. Proposals for the affordable housing projects will be accepted throughout the month and are due no later than 9 a.m. on Thursday, November 30th. The Wisconsin State Patrol is advising Wisconsin drivers that after the first snowfall of the year, it's time to prepare their tires for the winter season. Law enforcement authorities also said a good way to test if your tire needs to be replaced is to place a penny upside down between two ribs and the tire of the vehicle. If the penny still shows President Lincoln's head, your tire likely does not meet the minimum tread requirement, but if the head on the penny is obscured, your tires are likely okay to hit the road. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Packers beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers snapped a four-game losing streak with a 20-3 win over the Los Angeles Rams. Green Bay still had plenty of penalties, missed throws, and dropped passes, but managed to maintain the lead throughout the game. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love, what was the feeling like at halftime, up 7-3?
The feeling was we got to finish the drive better. You know, I think it was a good start to keep building this offense, getting that rhythm going forward.
The Rams were without quarterback Matthew Stafford, who's dealing with an injured thumb. Backup Brett Rippon was asked, when did he learn he would be the starter?
I didn't really know for sure until like Friday, but you know, he had a pretty good idea.
The Packers are now 3-5. They face the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks are in Brooklyn to play the Nets. Tip-off time tonight, 6:30. Milwaukee so far 3-2. Bobby Portis on how the team is doing so far.
I mean, it was cool, man. We still got a long season, long process. A lot of things to clean up.
That's the Bucks, Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Mostly cloudy today. 52 will be our high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, 34. Tomorrow, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy, 46. On Wednesday, scattered showers, high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 57.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Online at thetap.fm.
Yeah. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Oliveball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, Monday, November 6, 2023. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along talking about this new poll that came out yesterday from the New York Times and Siena College, showing that Donald Trump, with 91 endorsements to his name and counting, is leading Joe Biden in a head-to-head poll in the six swing states, including Wisconsin. The only state where Biden is leading Trump by a small margin is Wisconsin. In the rest of the states, including Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Joe Biden is behind Donald Trump. If you aggregate or put all those polls together and get an aggregate average number, Trump leads Biden 48 to 44%. The margin of error is 4.5 to 5%. So yes, they could be statistically tied, or as one caller said, Biden could be down by almost 10. And a lot of people are freaking out about this. I'm saying, let's just relax for a minute, because a year is an eternity in politics. I'm going to explain that in this half hour. A year is a long time. Now, do I think this is a great wake-up call? Yes, because I think a lot of people just can't fathom that this could ever happen. And I take you back to 2016. When I ran a small independent coffee shop in University Heights, the Tony University Heights, very high-end, nice, historic neighborhood adjacent to the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus. A lot of well-off, liberal university professors and faculty, all great people, all great customers. And many of them came into my shop in 2016 and said, well, you know, I just can't vote for Hillary because she's gone too mainstream. She's not liberal enough and we need to send her a message. So I'm voting for Jill Stein. And I said, look, I'm from out in Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin. And I'm telling you, Trump could win. Oh, they laughed at me. No, you're crazy. Trump could never win. And some of those people came in on the day after the 2016 November election in tears and looked like deer in a headlight. They couldn't fathom how Trump could possibly have won. And Jill Stein got about 23,000 votes in Wisconsin. And Donald Trump lost Wisconsin by about, pardon me, Donald Trump won Wisconsin by about 23,000 votes. Hillary lost by about 23,000. If all those people who wanted to send Hillary a message in 2016 had voted for Hillary, she'd be president today. She would have appointed three Supreme Court justices preserving women's health rights and a lot of other things. So this is a great wake-up call. It could happen again. And it doesn't matter if he's convicted even. Trump could still, and I believe will be nominated for the Republican nomination, sitting in jail. And he could win. All right? So anybody who thinks that this isn't possible, this is a great wake-up call. However, I don't think it's time to panic yet. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go across the pond to Jay. Jay, are your feet up? Are you having a cup of tea? Are you trying to relax a little bit here? Are you there? Are you okay, hello? Jay? Yes. Are you okay? How are you doing with news of this poll? I'm concerned about you, my friend.
I went to Tesco to get some corn. I'm here grilling corn in my oven. But your sister is having a nervous breakdown.
Well, don't have a nervous breakdown. Again, I understand the angst. I know this for some people is like, how could this happen? But I truly think that there is plenty. A year is a long time. And there is plenty of time for Joe Biden to turn this around. A lot of things could happen politically in a year.
What scared me, Todd, is You know, the Democratic coalition is different from the Republican coalition. The Republican coalition is like when the herd moves, they all move together.
Yeah.
The Democratic coalition is full of the Puritans who will say, you know what, I don't get this thing, so I'm not voting. I don't get reparations. I'm not going to vote.
Right.
I don't get this stuff. I'm not going to vote. And I said to myself, you people, you don't get it. Politics is a game of addition.
Yeah.
Not subtraction. What are you doing?
That's a great point, Jay. That the Republicans do move in this much more of a herd mentality than Democrats do. And that's just the way it is. And Republicans will fall in line a lot better around and coalesce around their leadership more so than Democrats. That's true, in my opinion, in my experience.
You know, when you see on social media, even the voices that are reasonable ones, like Mehdi Hassan on MSNBC, it seems like they want to anger. The Muslim community says, they will say, oh, no, Todd, I'm a Muslim, but I would rather vote for Biden if I'm an American than vote for any Republican. Any one of them, Biden is better than him. I get it. He is old. Even me, I was saying it last year. If you go to my Twitter feed, I was saying, please don't run. Please don't run again. Please, Whitmer, Shapiro, and the younger ones, they got this. Basia in Kentucky. All of them, they got this. Please don't do it. But now he is there. Why not? We should go along with it. It's okay. It's done and dusted.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jay. I mean, democracy is on the line. That's what it comes down to, is democracy is on the line. Once again, I appreciate the call, Jay. Thank you so much, Jay. Jay in London, appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking about this poll in the New York Times that came out over the weekend showing that Trump leading Biden aggregate, if you put all the swing states together, Biden leading only in Wisconsin. What say you? Let's go to Cindy in Appleton. Thanks for holding, Cindy. What say you?
Well, I know you say years a long time, but I don't think a lot of people are going to change their minds. And the fact that people are still supporting this man after all these indictments is what scares the living daylights out of me.
To be fair, later on this poll, we call them the crosstabs, when people were asked if Trump was convicted on some of these indictments, there was a significant percentage of Democratic people or self-identified Democrats saying that they would be willing to reconsider and kind of, you know, reluctantly vote for Biden. So Biden's numbers do go up if Trump gets convicted on one of these charges. But
I don't know.
But my point is that you can't rely on what's happening in the courts. That, to me, that's a backup plan. The best thing we can do is get people to go out and vote for Joe Biden in 2024, if nothing else, to save democracy.
Yep.
So appreciate it, Cindy. Thank you so much for listening up there in the Fox Valley. Always appreciate you. Always welcome here on the show. Let's go to the Katrina in Milwaukee on the phone lines. Katrina, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hello?
Yep, Katrina, you're on the air. Karina, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, guys. So, about Republicans of the whole party, honestly, at this point, I really don't like none of them because I don't think they are together as a party. They kind of work against each other and filibustering each other, and I don't think they should be there as is. But the fact that they're already there, I think that the Democrats, one way, should develop the board, plan B for a president, just so we have it. And another thing, I think that we need to look into maybe another vice president. And I think I would like to give you guys a huge credit, because that's why Biden have more votes in Wisconsin, is because of the civic media.
Well, that's very kind of you, Karina.
I'm absolutely sure of it.
Thank you for your kind words, Karina. Thank you so much for calling. I always appreciate it in Milwaukee. You know, look, I hope that we've had some effect as a network across the state. I hope that this show and in disseminating and getting truth out there, as well as all my colleagues here at Civic Media, have had an effect. But I give the credit to the voters. I give the credit because I still believe that Wisconsinites are pretty smart as a whole. And I think that once given the facts and the truth, most people can smell a fraud. Most people know what's good. So I credit the voters and all of you out there for in this poll showing that Wisconsin is the one swing state where Biden is still leading. Let's take a look at the text real quick here. Let's see here. This is Wes from Middleton listening on WMDX says that poll is a testament to how ridiculous and disheveled our state GOP is. They haven't needed to police or need to politics since 2010, thanks to the maps and the Supreme Court, and they no longer know how. Thank you, Wes. Appreciate that. Angie and Monroe on WMDX. I worry about the way they're changing some of these laws so that our votes don't count. That part scares me. Absolutely. We have to stay on top of these so-called, you know, voter ID bills and the way things happen and protect the integrity, which, by the way, the voting integrity in Wisconsin is just fine. Thank you. 2020 election was absolutely well done in Wisconsin, as it is across the country. So remember that. Mark from the SAC listening in on WMDX says, I believe I heard the domestic oil production is an all-time high for October in 2023. Speaking of why things are going well for Joe Biden and the economy. What do you think about this new poll? 844-967-2789. This new poll from New York Times and Siena College showing that Biden is trailing Trump, all except for Wisconsin in these key swing states. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Nick in Madison. Nick, thanks for holding. We'll see you. Nick, are you there?
Yes,
yeah, go ahead, Nick. You're on the air.
Oh, okay, great. And I just want to say, I think it's kind of sad because, you know, I am a conservative, like called me before, but right now, our choices, it looks like it's going to be a criminal and a truly stupid man and a doddering old man. Both parties have been stupid enough to nominate these people. It's just frustrating.
Oh, I get it. As a frustrated voter, if you have to go into the voting booth on election day and the choices are as they stand today, who would you vote for?
If it was between Trump or Biden?
Correct.
I would vote for my high school choir teacher.
Just write somebody in.
I'm not, it's just literally anyone else. You know, I can't.
Hey, that's fair. That's fair. I appreciate you listening, Nick. I appreciate you calling. Thanks for your viewpoint. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. About a minute and a half left. Go over to Milwaukee. Ron in Milwaukee, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, Todd. Well, I'm not an expert on polling, but I have listened and read the opinions of experts who do polling. And number one, a lot of them are saying, first of all, I think the New York Times Siena poll is a pretty respected poll.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, I've heard of any number of pollsters in themselves, professional pollsters, saying, wow, this is way too early. It's just, you know, people are just waking up. After summer and vacations and Labor Day, they're going to really start getting more serious about elections and politics.
Mm.
And I realize this is an unusual year in that regard, but still, there's that factor. And then the second factor is polling ain't what it used to be. As accurate and responsible as they try to make it, they have major problems getting balanced samples.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got it, your poll represents, you know, one out of every 500 or something like that. You know, and then the error rate goes up if you get fewer of them. But also, if you're relying on cell phones, for example, which is becoming a norm,
right?
Who has cell phones and who answers? I don't answer my cell phone if I don't recognize the number. I don't get polled, and I'm not a Democrat, but I lean Democratic.
Right.
I'm not answering polls. Who's answering polls? You know.
Yeah. No, it's a fair question. It's a fair question, Ron. Sorry, up against the clock right now, but thanks for calling, Ron. Really appreciate you. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Can I tell you a little story about why a year is a long time in politics? Tell you on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up in our next hour, talking about historic preservation in the state of Wisconsin. Specifically, going to look at it through the lens of Old Spring Tavern here in Madison, Wisconsin. Alex Salutis, a licensed realtor and also a past board member of the Madison Trust for Historic Preservation, will be our guest, along with Chris Andrews, who is a Nakoma neighborhood resident and looking at this issue of historic preservation here in the city of Madison. Giving you details on that. Right now, I want to finish up on this poll in the New York Times and Siena College over the weekend, showing in the six battleground states, swing states, including Wisconsin, Donald Trump leading Joe Biden by 4 points. And in Wisconsin specifically, Biden is leading Trump barely. And what does this all mean? From the text line, Mary from Mount Horeb on WMDX says, I believe our country has an amnesia problem. Didn't polls get it totally wrong for the Clinton race as well as the other one? I agree with you. It's too far out as well. Democrats just need to be going strong and be vigilant, fighting for every vote, unquote. Also, she says, I think civic media has had a hand in the fact that Wisconsin has Biden leading. Good job. Well, again, thank you. Appreciate that. I'll pass that on to ownership, to Sage Weil, but I think it's a team effort, and I think the credit belongs to the voters. Also, from Matt from Germantown, on WAUK, says, I can't imagine that Trump has been able to gain voters since the last election. With all he has done and is going through the courts, how can more people be interested in him than they were in 2020? Well, of course, a lot of that has to do with the perception of the economy. And again, we'll go into this in subsequent shows, pick it up tomorrow, talking about the successes of the Biden administration. Also, let's see here. We've got from WMDX, of all the swing states involved with the survey, how many have civic media as a news choice? Wisconsin does, and Biden is ahead in that pool. Way to go, civic media. Well, again, we appreciate that. We're doing our part. I told you, here's a breakdown, according to Politico, of this poll. It says Biden's numbers are likely to be disappointing for him and his campaign in a number of important demographics, including among voters under 30, Hispanic voters, African-American voters, and urban voters. It says in a remarkable sign of a gradual racial realignment between the two parties, the more diverse the swing state, the farther Mr. Biden was behind. And he led in only the whitest of the six, Wisconsin, the New York Times reported. Most damning for Biden were the numbers on whether the country was on the right track or wrong track. At least 60% of the voters in each state said the nation was headed in the wrong direction. But look, this is a lot of it has to do with people's perception and how things are being reported.
That's also a very vague question.
Yes.
I think in some respects, we are headed in the right direction, and in some, we're not.
Right. No, yeah, it's a nuanced question. Let's go to Bill quickly. Bill, just about a minute left. I got to tell this story quick. So, Bill, what say you? Thanks for calling in. Bill, are you there?
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you. You know, there's a big difference between perception and reality. That poll that New York Times is quoting, I honestly don't buy it. Here's why. Some people think we're in a recession. Now, the minute Biden was elected, Fox News started working on a recession. They wanted a recession, they planned a recession, and they talked recession. So now, years later, Biden's been in office. We're in a recession, but yet we have record unemployment, we have gas prices are low, and we hear this, so they can't afford to put food on the table. They're screaming perception, not reality. The same with the polls. They're screaming, oh, Trump's ahead, Trump's ahead. I believe there's plenty of powers in this country that push those polls for Trump. I'm not saying New York Times, but I'm saying that, let's just sit back and catch our breath on this. But yeah. I've got one last point.
All right, quick, go ahead.
People got to wake up to. Okay, Netanyahu, Donald Trump, and Viktor Orban have something in common. They're all for the far-right extremist dictatorship. They're pushing for it. What's his name? Viktor Orban is the guest speaker at CPAC. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Really appreciate the call. Again, we're going to dive into this more in subsequent shows. And this is not the last we'll talk about this. Here's what context, all right? That a year is a long time in politics. I'm going to tell this story again as a quick version. There was a kingdom a long time ago, and there was a horse thief in the kingdom, and he wanted to steal the king's horse, and he did. He got caught, got brought before the king, and the accusations were read, the charges. The king said, "What say you?" The thief said, "Dear sire, I've been wrongly accused. I wasn't trying to steal your horse for me. I'm aware of how much you love your prized steed. I possess this unique gift to talk to animals, and I can help your horse learn how to talk. Imagine being in battle and using both hands while only directing your horse verbally and telling your horse what to do. If you only give me a year, I can help teach this horse to talk, and you could communicate with your prized horse." And the king said, "I'm very intrigued." And the king said, "You know, what's a year to me? It's nothing. You know what? I'll give you a year, and you'll live in my palace, you'll work with my horses, and if you can teach my prize horse to talk, you will be the head of the stable. But after 1 year, if you can't, you will die a miserable, terrible death." And they released the thief. And he went out, and there were other thieves there. They said, "You're truly a fool. How could you possibly make a promise like that?" And the thief said, "Am I really the fool?" He said, "A year is an eternity. Why, in 1 year, the horse could die of natural causes. In 1 year, the king might be killed by the knife of an assassin. And hey, you never know. The horse might talk." So there you go. Now, a year is a long time. The horse might talk. Just buy yourself a year. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot going on in politics. Yes, this is a wake-up call, particularly for Democrats. Start talking about economic issues. And you know what? Start talking every day about cultural issues. Start talking more about a woman's right to choose, because Democrats will win on that across this state and across this country. Start talking about equality for people, the LGBTQ community, because they'll win on that. Start talking about issues that identify the likenesses, what brings us together. More on the other side. This is the Todd Allbull Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.